or driving really happens, or reading a book, or you just wake up and you have numbness in your hands, tingling, that shock-like sensations and that pain that radiates from your fingers to your wrists and up your arms. It causes weakness and you start to drop things. Anybody ever experienced that? I have. It's called, it's actually called distal median nerve dysfunction or median nerve compression. We recognize it as carpal tunnel syndrome. It's interesting that that carpal tunnel is a narrow passage through which ligaments, passage of ligaments and bones at the base of your hand. It contains nerve and tendons, and sometimes because of thickening from irritated tendons or other swelling, it narrows that tunnel and causes that median nerve to compress. And like myself, some of you have felt the uncomfortableness that this can be. Now I say that asking you this. Imagine if that nerve was severely damaged or even severed. Isaiah 53:5, for he was wounded for our transgressions or because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins. He endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. We've been talking about the medical classifications of wounds and how they apply to the crucifixion of Christ. We've talked about contusions and lacerations and penetrations, and now we look at perforations, which is something done by a sharp pointed object, which brings us to the nails that were placed in the hands and feet of Jesus. Allow me just to give you an account of what someone has written concerning the medical aspects of what happens during this time and what happened to Christ as those nails pierced not just those nerves in his hand, but also in his feet. The accused, being Jesus, needed to be nailed to the patibulum, which is the cross member of the cross. So they would lie him down, and Jesus would be thrown on the ground, reopening all those wounds that had been done previous, causing more bleeding and grinding in the dirt upon him. And they would nail his hands at the patibulum. The Greek meaning for the words hands also includes the wrists, and it's more likely that the nails went through Jesus near the wrist. If the nails had been driven through the hands, most believe that the weight of the arms would cause the nails to rip through the soft tissue in the flesh. Therefore, the upper body would be held to the cross if placed in the wrist, and the bones of the lower portion of the hands would support the weight of the arms, and the body would remain nailed to the cross. It's believed a huge nail somewhere between 7 to 9 inches was used, which damages or severs the major nerves to the hand, that median nerve that we referred to upon impact. This causes continuous agonizing pain up both Jesus' arms. Once the victim is secured, the guards lift the patibulum and place it on the stipes already in the ground. And that is, as it is lifted, Jesus' full weight pulls down on his nailed wrists and his shoulders, and his elbows dislocate. In this position, Jesus' arms stretch to a minimum of 6 inches longer than their original length. It is highly likely that Jesus' feet were also nailed through the tops, as often pictured, in a position with the knees flexed at approximately 90 degrees. The weight of the body pushes down upon those nails, and the ankles support the weight. The nails would not rip through this tissue as would have occurred through the hands, but again, the nail would cause severe plantar and dorsal nerve damage as it severs the dorsal pedal artery of the foot, inducing acute pain. This pain is exacerbated each time Jesus pushes up on his nailed feet, simply trying to exhale. Not a pleasant sight. But he did it for us. The psalmist wrote this, "My strength drains away like water. All my bones are dislocated. My heart is like wax. It melts inside me. The roof of my mouth is dry as a piece of pottery. My tongue sticks to my gums. You set me in the dust of death. Yes, wild dogs surround me. A gang of men crowd around me. Like a lion, they pin my hands and my feet." Father, we come before you to remember what Christ went through. And Father, when we think of the minor discomforts that we have in life, and we allow Satan to work through those, it pales in comparison to the immense pain and agony that Jesus went through. We think of this maybe being quick and immediate, but we know, Father, that this was a continual pain through the whole time upon the cross. And so, Father, as we think on these things, as we think of what he went through, Father, let us come today to partake. Father, knowing that the sacrifice that was paid was a gruesome and an anguishing one. And Father, that's because it was the price of sin. And so, Father, we come before you with our sins. Father, wanting to leave them here. Father, knowing that Christ has taken them upon himself. And Father, so we come to remember him, to honor him, to glorify him in all that we do. I ask, Father, now that you'll bless these emblems as we partake, Father, that we can remember the body and the blood of Jesus Christ as we examine ourselves. For we pray these things in Jesus' holy name.